KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Medicab Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports that as of the close of business on Thursday, a total of five people, four men and one woman, had filed petitions to fill a vacancy on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. The names of those vying for the District 2 seat, which was left vacant by the death of Chuck Keenan, will be on the ballot for a special election November the 8th. As of 5 p.m. Thursday, those nominated by petition include Donald W. Lappy, Pat McCurdy, Jeff Richter, and Kathy Summers, all of Atlantic. Each of those individuals, along with Gaylord Schelling of Atlantic, who was nominated by Republican Convention, will be on the ballot in November. Nomination papers may be filed through 5 p.m. today at the Cass County Auditor's Office. News Time 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities in Shelby County are warning about a scam being perpetrated on area residents following the death of a local firefighter. Officials of the Shelby Fire and Rescue Department have learned that residents are receiving phone calls asking for donations, which the caller says will help the family of Shelby volunteer firefighter Mike Collins of Minden, who was hit by a vehicle and killed Sunday night on Interstate 80 while assisting at the scene of an accident. A telemarketing firm has been making phone calls to residents around the area asking for donations to the Mike Collins Fund. When officials of the Shelby Fire and Rescue Squad heard about the scam Wednesday, they issued an alert asking residents to hang up the phone if they receive such a call and report it to the authorities. The only legitimate fund for the family of Mike Collins is at the Shelby County State Bank Shelby Branch. And officials say the bank will not call you and ask for your donation. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered flags flown at half-staff today to honor a volunteer firefighter and a state trooper who died in separate accidents this week. As we mentioned, firefighter Michael Collins of Shelby had been struck by a vehicle and killed Sunday on Interstate 80 near the Shelby exit. And trooper Mark Tony was killed when his patrol vehicle crashed while on patrol near Indianola Tuesday. Collins' funeral is set for today. Tony's funeral is scheduled for tomorrow. Flags flown at all state buildings and facilities across the state will be flown at half staff from today until Monday. Individuals, businesses, schools, cities, and counties are encouraged to also lower their flags to half staff during that time. Officials say there was no communication with an Iowa State Patrol trooper who died in a fiery crash south of Indianola. Mark Tony died when his patrol car left U.S. Highway 65 and landed in a field and burst into flames on Tuesday. Witnesses said he was northbound with his emergency lights on when he crashed around 4:40 p.m. The Department of Public Safety said yesterday that investigators had determined there was no communications between state radio and Tony indicating his actions just prior to or during the crash. And there are no records from state radio or the Warren County Sheriff's Office indicating that Tony had a pending call for service or was initiating a traffic stop. And the in-car camera did not contain audio or video before or during the accident. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds has announced that she will hold four town hall meetings in western Iowa beginning Monday, September 26th, and on Wednesday, September 28th. The events, which are open to the public, will be held in Jefferson, Guthrie Center, Winterset, and Atlantic. On September 26th, Reynolds will be in Jefferson, 11:30 a.m. at the Greene County Community Center, in Guthrie Center at 1:30 p.m. in the public hearing room at the Guthrie County Courthouse. And the Lieutenant Governor, along with Iowa Congressman Tom Latham, will hold a town hall meeting in Madison County beginning at 3 p.m. on the 26th in the Winterset High School Auditorium. On Wednesday, Reynolds will hold a Cass County town hall meeting beginning at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. An 8-person jury in Atlantic deliberated for less than 2 hours Wednesday afternoon before finding an Adair man to be a sexually violent predator. According to Cass County District Court documents, 52-year-old David Charles Whetstone was remitted to the custody of the Director of Human Services, where he will be controlled, receive care and treatment for his, quote, mental abnormality until he is deemed safe for placement in a transitional release program or discharged. The court made it clear his was a civil and not a criminal commitment. Whetstone was immediately sent to the DHS Civil Commitment Unit for Sexual Offenders on the campus of the Cherokee Mental Health Institute in Cherokee, where, in addition to treatment, he will receive an annual medical examination of his mental state of being. The judge also said Whetstone must register as a sex offender before he's released from confinement and submit a sample of his DNA to be kept on file. The sentence is subject to appeal. In May of 2008, Whetstone was found guilty of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse, an aggravated serious misdemeanor offense. The incident which led to his arrest and conviction occurred on April 4th of 2008. He was sentenced in August of that year to a 2-year prison term. Prior to his release from prison and parole, the Iowa Attorney General's office filed a petition to have Whetstone committed as an extremely dangerous, sexually violent predator. A little more than 2 years earlier, Whetstone pled guilty to a charge of disorderly conduct and was ordered to pay a $100 fine following an incident which occurred between Whetstone and Greenfield Republican Representative Clell Baudler. Baudler told KJAN News in February of 2006 that Whetstone had been harassing him for nearly a year and had made veiled threats against his life. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Brian McConaughey, age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Marjorie Sherden, age 88, of Atlantic, died September 16th. Funeral services for Marjorie Sherden will be today at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores Carr, age 88, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Dolores Carr will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Jean Maureen Corey, age 86, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jean Corey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Sandra K. Erickson, age 70, of Exira and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Sandra K. Erickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Zola M. Kruger, age 87, of Panora and formerly of Bagley, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Zola Kruger will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Rex Miller, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Rex Miller will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Edna C. May, age 92, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and formerly of Exira, died September 2nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Edna May will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Gary Douglas, Doug Younger, age 56, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Doug Younger will be Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Harmony Vineyard Church in Kansas City, Missouri. D.W. Newcomer's Sons White Chapel Funeral Home in Gladstone, Missouri, has the arrangements. Larry Joe Arrowsmith, age 68, of Sacramento, California, died Sunday. Graveside services for Larry Joe Arrowsmith will be Saturday at 3:30 at the Highland Township Cemetery near Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Darlene Mary Pedersen Kay, age 90, of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for Darlene Mary Pedersen Kay will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Minden. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. And Billy Taylor, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Billy Taylor are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription.